This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Panic spread through Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, on Thursday as dozens of angry police officers took to the streets to protest the killing of 11 of their fellow officers by armed gangs in the past week. Protesters attempted to confront Prime Minister Ariel Henry after he arrived at the airport from a trip to Argentina, but the Prime Minister's security detail took him to safety, according to a reporter from VOA's Creole service. As the events unfolded Thursday afternoon, a uniformed policeman who did not want to be identified told VOA that reforms were needed in the leadership of the police force. Violence between Israelis and Palestinians flared up again in the West Bank, leaving nearly a dozen people dead. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has the story.
Israeli forces conducted a raid at the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing a number of Palestinians, some described as militants, but one was a 61-year-old woman. This was the deadliest incident there in two decades, and Israeli forces are on heightened alert as Palestinians prepare to bury the dead and fill the streets in protest. Two rockets were then fired from Gaza, the first such attack since Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's return to power. This escalating violence has led the Palestinian Authority to say it's going to halt ties in their joint effort to contain Islamic militants. This also casts a shadow on the expected visit next week by U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And as Jackie mentioned, the visit from Antony Blinken, he will be visiting starting on Sunday, lasting through Tuesday, is to heighten the tensions, as the tensions are heightened between Israelis and Palestinians. With he'll be meeting with regional leaders, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is VOA News.